Let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we have just read about the Christmas story and how Mary pondered these things, treasured them in her heart. Lord, we too desire that feeling so that Christmas may last, so that the gift of Jesus may be treasured in our heart throughout the year, so that we can see your abiding presence not just on December 25th, but on every day this year. Lord, may your presence extend beyond the Christmas season in our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we seek newness as we flip over the calendar to January in 2017. Lord, we thank you for the newness you bring. You say that our sins are separated from us as far as the east is from the west. Lord, separate us from the past, the guilt, the challenges, the loss. Help us to have a clean slate this year so that we can live those new lives and be the people that you want. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we pray for an increase of love, not just to make sure that we get things done on our list or to make sure that we look like we're busy, but so that we can be transformed inside and out, never to be the same, to live that love and walk with that confidence as we pour it out onto others. Lord, in your mercy. And finally, Lord, we uplift those who are sick. We especially think of this morning Lynn and pray for her, for whatever is going on with her, that you'd bless the doctors or anyone who's involved and give them clarity, and for a return to health for her. Also for the Meyer family as they mourn Greg's passing, for the Hahn family as they continue to gather and celebrate and mourn too Maxine passing. May we, Lord, open up channels so that we can serve Arnold and the family in the weeks and days moving forward. Lord, also for those on our sick list today, Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Kibby, Rosanna, Chuck, Margaret, Betty, Joel, Ava, Brian, Michelle, Art, Susan, Tim and Raina, Robert's aunt, Nancy, and all those that we name in our hearts at this moment now. Lord, it is into your hands that we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we now continue with God's sure sign of his love, the gift of his forgiveness through the body and blood of Jesus. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is shed for you. This do in remembrance of me." And in the same way also after supper, Jesus took the cup. When he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the entire forgiveness of all of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Congregation may be seated.